Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Oh, finally here. Game 6 NBA Finals coming off Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Shime, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Mutt. I'm ready to rock. Got the Avalanche. Got a win last night. Unfortunately, it was an overtime, but they still got the W. That's what matters most. And so I'm feeling great today. U.S. Open's off to a great start.
It's off to a great... I'll get to the U.S. Open in a second. You're feeling great because you have the Avalanche minus 1.5 games in the Stanley Cup Finals.
You're damn right I do. I also had a Conn Smythe bet on Pavel Francouz. But he did not even get the start last night, so that's how my night started.
Oh, that's funny, because I have a Conn Smythe bet on Vasilevskiy, who allowed 3 goals last night.
So 2 of those were just bunnies, too. That stinks.
I don't think he's winning the Conn Smythe.
So. I would say you're probably right.
Of all the bets you talked about yesterday, the one that's still alive and would feel good about is that minus 1.5 in the series.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
That's what I get for betting against your main idea. So Avalanche win in overtime. We'll talk more about game 2. It was Saturday night, right?
I believe so. Yes, correct.
So we got a couple days before we get to that, unless you have an early lean on game 2 already.
Nope, haven't even looked at it yet, but I'm probably just going to bet the Avalanche, to be completely honest with you.
We'll get to the U.S. Open here in a second. It's the NBA Finals game 6, woo! And I got to tell you, 9:05 this morning, when Keith Smith's NBA said Zach Zarba, David Guthrie, and John Goble as the officials. Color me shocked, Chris Schein.
Surprised.
No Scott Foster for Game 6.
I was stunned, to be completely honest. I did not.
Stunna.
I totally expected Scott Foster. So maybe the NBA isn't necessarily trying to get it to go 7 games, but hopefully it still will.
Hopefully it does. It's the Celtics and the Warriors. Obviously, we've talked about this game now for a couple of days. A couple places, including BetMGM, are back to 3.5 as far as the line goes, but I'm seeing a lot of 4s out there, including at DK in the great state of New Hampshire. 53% of the bets and 84% of the money on the Celtics minus the points. The money line has actually moved around here a little bit. There's now a bunch of money line money is coming in on the Celtics. 44% of the bets, but 54% of the money. So a plus ratio there. Maybe people just wanted the Celtics to win. As I say that, that goes down to 51%. So some bets coming into the Action Network as we speak. And the under, pretty significant bets on the under, 40% of the money. But 40% of the bets, 71% of the money. And that total has moved a couple points in a couple of places. What is the official DK line on the over-under right now?
The over-under right now is 210.
210. Yeah, that was 211.5 on Tuesday. So that's gone down a good point and a half. So there's some Celtics action. There's some under action. I've adjusted some of my ideas from yesterday because I'm no longer trusting the Celtics the way I'd like to. I'm a little concerned about Robert Williams and his knee. Let's start with you, Chris Schein. What do you want to do Game 6 NBA Finals Celtics and the Golden State Warriors at the Garden, part of an awesome Boston Sports Day, Red Sox, U.S. Open, and the finals tonight.
Yeah, I'm going with the Celtics, laying the 4. I'm also going to lean over 210. I haven't decided if I'm actually going to lock that in yet or not. I'm kind of wobbling back and forth here. But the Boston Celtics, I am laying the 4 points. I think the Celtics win tonight. I think they win Game 6. I cannot imagine this team, which has done so good at regrouping off a loss, will lose 3 in a row. I just don't believe that's possible. I think that this team does have the talent to compete and beat the Golden State Warriors, and I think that they're going to do that in Game 6 at home.
It's the turnovers, man. You know, looking back at some 100%. Of the numbers here today, it's just the turnovers, and they're self-inflicted. And so, like, I want to believe, like, that's one of the things I've audibled out from yesterday. Like, I talked about potentially that alternate line of Celtics minus 9.5 at plus 210.
Yep.
And the more I thought about it, like, what if I'm just wrong? What if we're all wrong and the Celtics might be, quote-unquote, better, but their bench is played like they're turning the ball over like crazy. They're definitely tired. Matt Moore wrote about this at Action. Like, the point of that, like, Ime has really tightened up the rotation, and those guys have had to play so many more, like, meaningful, tough minutes. I know they're young, and that's not the excuse, but the fatigue being a factor tonight, the experience being a factor tonight, the motivation. You heard Steph Curry say yesterday, he's a petty guy, he hears all this stuff. So I think the Celtics are probably going to win, but I'm not confident to play that 9.5 card that I talked about yesterday. And I'm not even confident in the four. How can you be based on what you saw in game five,
yep,
based on this team making mistakes over and over again, nobody playing well on the bench? I think they're going to win, but I'm not giving out as a bet in this podcast.
Yep,
I'm not doing it.
Don't worry. I'll do it for you because I believe in our analysis. I believe, just like you believed in me when the Lightning were down 2-0, I believe in our analysis of this team and of this series. And so I'm going to bet on the Boston Celtics tonight, laying the 4 and laying the 9.5. I will be placing a bet on that plus 210 because I think that is exceptional value. The Boston Celtics have played their best basketball when they feel backed into a corner, when they feel like everything's on the line. That's when they've played their best. And so I think that that will be the case tonight. I also think that in Golden State's head, there's a little bit of, we have a game 7 and it's at home. I'd really like to win this at home. I think that lingers, especially if they get down 12, 14 points. That'll start lingering in their head. It's like, it's okay. We just got to make sure we don't get anybody gets hurt here. We take it back home and we win it in front of our people. Like, I think that is absolutely in play.
Totally. It was in play yesterday. The Robert Williams, you know, him saying that he's got his knee drained a bunch. I don't know how. I mean, is he going to play? Do you think he's going to play tonight?
Oh, yeah, I think he'll play, but I think he'll play as much as he can. It'll probably be relatively limited, but I think he'll definitely play. This guy, I got to give Williams credit. I know, especially on our morning show, we were giving Tatum a lot of crap for the idea that he's fatigued. But Robert Williams has been playing through this injury and it's clearly a major injury. And he is doing everything he can to be out there on the floor. And for that, I have to give him credit.
Well, you saw Isaiah Thomas, who kind of weighed in this morning and is going to get, I'm sure, some buzz across sports media today because he quote-tweeted the Yahoo story where it said, you know, Williams can't do any more real damage to his knee. And Thomas said, I've heard that before, LOL. We'll see. I suspect he will play. I doubt he plays the 30 minutes again. I think it's probably closer to 20. But, again, it's not actionable because I don't know, and so we don't know, so we're not going to bet. So I'm with you that there is a chance that the Warriors pack this thing in. The Celtics play very well. And so instead of the Celtics minus 9.5 at plus 210, I'm with you opposite on the total. I'm gonna end up playing the under instead with the idea that the Celtics can win this game, but their offense has been so shoddy, their turnovers so bad. If they're going to win, Scheim, I think it's a low-scoring rock fight type of game. And so for me, instead of the Celtics minus 9.5, give me the under at 210 and 210, whatever it is right now on DK. I'll have to put it this afternoon. I'm going to be on the under as my actual on top gameplay. And that really, it might actually be. I'll have some same game parlay stuff with the Celtics money line. I should say that as well. But as far as the game goes, under 210 tonight in game 6. This game has trended over 7-4 and overs. In game 6 is the last 11 of them. You're going to be on the trend. I'm going to be on the idea of if the Celtics do win, it ain't going to be pretty. So I'm going to be on the under 210 as my gameplay. How about prop ideas, Scheim? I found one I was surprised. I'll let you go first here, and then I want to run a prop idea on Jason Tatum in a second.
Yeah, I think this has to be a Jason Tatum game, so I'm going to go over 27.5 for Jason Tatum on points. I think he has to be good in this game. I think if the Celtics want to win, I believe this is a career-defining moment for Jason Tatum, whether he shows up or doesn't, and that'll kind of start the narrative for the rest of his career. I it's not going to define him permanently, but I think this is the first stepping stone, like the first major stepping stone in his young career is right now, tonight. So I think that he needs to come out and play really well. So I'm going to go over Tatum 27.5. I'm also going right back to the well. It's already hit 4 or 5 times. Why wouldn't I go back to Andrew Wiggins over 26.5 points and rebounds? Golden State wants to play small. They don't want to play with big men on the court. That's just not how they operate. And with that being said, that means Andrew Wiggins is primed for a bunch of rebounds again. His number is only 7.5. If you just want to play the rebounds, you're not confident in the points. I love that idea too. It's only 7.5. I think getting to 26.5 points and rebounds is very much in play. I'm feeling like another 19 and 10 kind of thing. Like Andrew Wiggins double double also I think is in play. So I am very much in the Wiggins train, except for the fact I don't think he can shoot threes, which is why I'm going to go under 1.5 threes on Wiggins for even money. Even if he makes one, is fine. But he has not been good from three range at all. I think he dominates in the paint on this team, and I think that will continue.
All right, so we're on Tatum over 27.5 points. That's some good prop stuff there, Shyam. Who has more assists tonight, Jason Tatum or Draymond Green?
Jason Tatum.
So DK is offering a head-to-head assist prop, and they're both right now basically just minus 110. Isn't Tatum a lock to have more assists than Draymond Green?
I wouldn't say a lock. I mean, Draymond's averaging like over 5 assists a game. So it's not like Draymond isn't getting assists. But again, I think, A, there's a good chance Draymond fouls out. He's already fouled out 3 times in the series. B, if he's not contributing like he was in, I mean, he was pretty good in game 5. But if he's not contributing like in game 4, there's a chance he sits on the bench even more. So Jason Tatum is going to play 43 minutes in this game again. He's going to be on the floor the entire time. The offense is going to run through Jason Tatum. I would absolutely lean Tatum in that regard.
Yeah, I'm leaning there too. I'm going to play him straight up against Draymond Green just in assists. And then I'm going to end up playing the Tatum points assist total. I'm playing the Tatum over 27.5 points. I'm playing Tatum to beat Draymond Green in assists. And then 33.5 is the point assist number for Tatum.
Actually, it's now 34.5 at even money.
It was 33.5 like 10 minutes ago.
I am looking at it as we speak.
On FanDuel or DK?
On DK.
Well, I mean, it's an extra bucket. Yeah, I mean, if I think Tatum's going to have a monster game, then I'm not going to nitpick. It was minus 120 before. They bumped it. Now it's even money. I'm willing to play that. And if you're playing in same game parlays, you want to tab it back down to 33.5. That's fine. But I'm with you, it's a big game for Jason Tatum. I think he shows up. You know, I could see easily 30 plus points. I think he's going to have 5 or 6 assists. So even that 34.5 number, it's not as juicy as the Wiggins stuff, which is juicy. It's just juicy the roof
right now. It's unbelievable.
Because he keeps hitting. It turns out these bookmakers are smart.
I don't understand what they're doing. They're not making the number higher. They're expecting him to stop, and he's not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It makes no sense to me. So I'm going to keep betting it because Andrew Wiggins is not stopping. This guy, in my opinion, might, if Golden State wins, there's an argument that he was more important to those wins than necessarily Steph Curry.
Wow. All right. Anything else? I have kind of a smaller card tonight because I really don't know what team is going to show up for the Celtics. The team that, you know, as you said, backs against the wall, play a clean game, ball movement, Glenn Ordway quote, or is it going to end up being one-on-one basketball, and it's the end of the line for them, and it just turns out the Warriors are too good.
Yeah, I also have a small card, but that's also in part because a lot of my money is currently tied up in the U.S. Open. So, regardless, I have a small card, but I'm confident in my card. And like you said before, sometimes it's better to just do that than try and make a million different plays, and so that's where I am at.
Game six tonight, just after 9 o'clock over at the Garden. You mentioned the U.S. Open. Good luck with your NBA card, folks. Should be a very interesting game. It's a defining game for Tatum, as you said. I say a defining moment for the Celtic team. Are they going to go out, whimpering, tail between their legs at home, or do they force a game seven? Which would be, a successful year either way. But given the way they played in the second half, it would be a kind of a sour ending to see them lose here at home. We'll see what happens tonight with the Celtics and the Warriors. You mentioned the U.S. Open. It has been stomach-churning to watch this because this course is so hard. So I just looked it up. So the course is playing let me find the exact number. I just saw this updated number. Right now, the course is playing two strokes over par, which means the course is playing difficult. This is probably, Scheim, the best conditions these guys are going to have literally all week. It's after, because there's no wind right now. The wind's going to pick up this afternoon. They're going to firm up all weekend because there's not going to be much rain.
Yep.
There's supposed to be a good amount of wind, not just this afternoon, but throughout the course of the weekend. Like they came
it's
out
gonna
there.
It's going to get hotter. It's going
to
get.
It's supposed to be very hot, uncomfortably hot this weekend. They mowed today. I saw like a before and after of some of the rough. They did mow it a little bit in some spots. They're not going to do that this weekend. So the course is playing insanely hard now. The best golfers in the world, are the ones out there: Rahm, Spieth, McIlroy, Morikawa, Willie Z, Neiman, and they're not scoring there. This is going to be a massacre. Par is going to be a very, very, very good score, which is, by the way, what you want U.S. Open. But as a weekend hack who would shoot about 10,000 on this course, it makes me nauseous because it is so difficult right now. It's only going to get harder.
Yeah, it's crazy how difficult it seemed for these guys. I'm very happy with how my guy, Colin Morikawa, has started. I hope he continues that. He looks to be in relatively good form, especially with his irons right now, which is always good to see. But overall, I mean, this is going to be – I'm excited for this weekend. It is going to be just a death match between these guys. Because
totally
it's
agree.
Just – you have to – these greens are so sloped. If you don't hit the center of the green, you're screwed. You're screwed. You're immediately off the green. You're chipping from the rough now. Like, it's – these guys are in for a doozy this weekend, to say the least.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I think something you guys talked about yesterday, the ball striking is going to be so important. Rory's scoring right now, but he's missing. John Rahm's scoring, but he's missing. Like, these guys are the best golfers. They're able to respond and able to salvage par, salvage bogey. They're going to be some huge, huge numbers by some really, really good golfers.
Yeah.
I have to work today with the Red Sox playing a day game. I'm gonna be watching 6-7 hours of golf tomorrow before I go in and do Red Sox baseball. Today I can't do that, but tomorrow and I'm not getting off the couch.
I haven't gotten to
watch so much golf.
I've only been able to watch like sparingly. I had it up on the computer. Thanks to Peacock, excellent coverage there. So I had it up.
No, not excellent coverage. Terrible coverage.
Well, I wasn't listening.
Leaderboard doesn't even tell you. Like, it says, for example, I think Russell Henley started on the back nine. Every major, they put a star there reminding you, okay, he's played seven holes, but he started on the back nine.
Yes, it does. There's literally a yellow arrow next to those people.
Not on Peacock this morning there wasn't.
Yes,
maybe
there was.
Maybe on USA Network there is right now. But trust me, go check Twitter. We were yelling about it today on social media.
They've
cleaned it up. I want ESPN Plus.
Oh, ESPN Plus is very good as well. I'm just glad, to be honest, constant coverage, basically no commercials. That's what I like. I'm into that.
I'm trying to look right now. I mean, there's some really, let's see here.
Who is this?
Cam Young's an awesome golfer. He's two over early.
Willie Z, one over early. Xander Schauffele, one over early.
Francisco Molinari, great international player. He's four over. Siwoo, great player, six over. I mean, six over through 11. This is going to be.
It is going to be.
That's what you want. People want U.S. Open. They want the course set up like this. They're going to get it.
I love that there's an amateur. A couple amateurs, though, that have been keeping pace. Travis Vick was for a while kind of up there. He was one under. He's now back
to
even.
Sam Bennett was right there.
Sam Bennett is still there at even. Stuart Hagestad, I believe is his name, one under. So, I want to see some new names. I want to see some awesome golf. I'm really excited because this is not going to be an easy course.
You're all pumped up because your guy's right there. Your 100%. Guy, Colin Morikawa, right there at 3 under par.
I'm knocking on wood because it is only day one. He is only, what, 10 holes through. Like, there's 11
holes through. It's early.
Through.
Oh, my God. So this is you shouldn't even be. Honestly, I should not be really caring. We should be watching it to enjoy the golf.
Yep.
The scoring right now
is whatever.
As long as you don't shoot yourself out of the tournament.
Yep.
You know, that's it. Like, Zalatoris at one over is fine. I will sign for a one over 71 right now from Willie Z, because his tee shot on one, he sprayed right over the stands.
I think anybody that stays within two strokes of par, so if you're two over or better on the day, I think you're golden. I think that is what you need to aim for right now. You need to just be close and keep it close, and then just you literally just need to play par golf all weekend, and you have a shot at winning this thing.
All right, so we watch a lot of golf. We'll have some ideas once the cut is made. We'll have a full recap of Game 6 tomorrow. We won't have Stanley Cup tomorrow. Oh, Red Sox. You won Red Sox last night.
Damn
nice
right
call
I
by
did.
You. Got a win on Josh Winkowski. We got 3 strikeouts, not 5 we needed for Winkowski. Winkowski threw a lot of contact last night, but the A's stink. The A's are really
They're bad.
You have to lay 105, minus 105 to do it, but Rich Hill's strikeout total is too low. It's 4.5. We're going Rich Hill over 4.5 strikeouts at minus 105. Feel very good about Big Dick Mountain today against the A's this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm going to ride with the Red Sox run line, too. Red Sox minus 1.5 at plus 120. I'm all in on that.
They're just terrible.
Yeah.
Anything else, Chris Sean?
No, that'll do it for me. I'm going to go. I got some stuff to take care of. I'm going to watch the U.S. Open and just enjoy the day.
All right. So Jason Tatum and some Celtics unders tonight. You have a whole bunch of stuff that people can go back and check out.
Yep.
Specifically Andrew Wiggins.
My guy. My guy, Wiggy.
All right, Chime. Enjoy the basketball. We'll talk tomorrow, buddy. Thank you.
Can't wait, Mutt. See you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.